You're listening to Impact 103. I'm Charlene, and I'm joined today by a very special guest. Welcome, Kaya.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you, Charlene, and the Impact of 103 radio listeners.
Thank you. So, Kaya Mapinda, he's a pastor and he's an author based in the Eastern Cape, and he's also the founder of FERI, which is the Family Enrichment and Restoration Institute. And I've had the pleasure of working with him on three books that he has published. And so today we're going to be chatting about his latest book that he published end of last year, and it's called From Singleness to Marriage. And what I just love about Kaya is how he is a man of wisdom, man of integrity, one of the kindest people I've ever met. And I really love his work. You know, he's got decades of ministry experience and just a lot of stories and experience. And so I also just love how his work is written to a South African context, because a lot of the things we read come from a Western context, which is, there is a lot of wisdom there, but he's written to the people of South Africa. And so I really love your work, Kaya, and it's such an honor to have you with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Charlene. I much appreciate even the opportunity given to me.
Yeah, so Kaya, tell us, so you've written actually three books, and they're kind of in a series. There's The Marriage Encounter, which is the first one, then it's A Sustainable Marriage, and then this last one we're talking about this morning is From Singleness to Marriage. What is the inspiration behind these books? I mean, you've written three books in 3 years, so what has been in your heart that's inspired you?
One, I have discovered that, especially within the church, there is less of content on family enrichment. Mm. Not much information. A lot could be said on the pulpit, but we do not have books that one can read for himself or herself. Secondly, I've been inspired by the challenges that families face, in particular, even the young people around marriage. Mm. For an example, there is an increasing divorce rate, among believers and non-believers. Also, there is a view, which is well recorded in literature, that the honeymoon phase in marriage is 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Thereafter is hardship. If one is able to survive the hardship stage, then they can bounce back. Mm. I want to dismiss that. Mm. I have an intrinsic view that God cannot design marriage to entice us, punish us, and then if we manage to survive punishment, then bounce back.
Yeah.
So I want to dispel a myth that the honeymoon phase should be short-lived.
Yeah.
I want us to believe that it is possible to remain happily married from day one up until death do you part.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that have made me to sort of apply my mind and write the three books that are already on sale as we speak.
Yeah, that's so you speak about the fact that we can actually have a happy marriage, and you know, we're applying this wisdom. So what are these fundamental things, this wisdom that people can apply when preparing for marriage, especially now this book written to people who are preparing for marriage?
One, it is important for every one of us to know that marriage is a good thing.
Yes.
So we should not have this mindset that marriage is a struggle. Mm. Marriage is a good thing and marriage is risk-free. So I want to entrench this positive mentality and good perception and reception about marriage. Mm. It is a good thing.
Yeah.
Secondly, marriage is a need, but not a must.
Yes.
So it is a need. It's important to get married, but also don't push yourself to get towards getting married as if you are not married, so you have not made it in life.
Yes.
It is a need, but not necessarily a must.
Yes.
So I don't want people to be under an obligation that through thick and thin, they must get married.
Yes.
If they have money, if they haven't been able to get married, then they have either failed themselves, failed their families, or they have failed God. Not at all.
Yeah.
Though it is a good thing, though it is a need, but it is not necessarily a must.
Mm.
You must enjoy life, married or not married.
Yes.
There is nothing untoward about you. Thirdly, marriage is a responsibility.
Mm.
I want people to, when they think about marriage, also not to think about it as a good thing, as something that is necessary, but also to be considerate of the responsibility that goes with it.
Mm.
So you must brace yourself for an added responsibility to the responsibilities that you already have.
Mm.
So people should not think that marriage is a place for retirement.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's a place for hard work.
Mm.
It doesn't take off your shoulders the responsibilities that you have. But lastly, marriage requires change.
Yes.
Very important that you must open up yourself towards change. If you are resistant towards change, you will hardly make it in marriage.
Yeah, that's so good. I think that's what I really love, and it comes through very strongly in your writing is this thing of being intentional in your marriage and
yes.
and going into it with the right mindset. So you're not just, you know, we can often go like into it, we're in love and we, you know, we're going through the motions, but we're not actually fully considering what we're signing up for. And what comes through strongly
yes.
in your writing is just this thing of like, let's be intentional about what marriage means and work on it and actually just take responsibility for the decision we've made.
Yeah, because nothing works if we do not want to make things work.
Mm.
Nothing works if we do not want to make things work.
Yes.
That's key.
Yeah. And then you also speak about emotional intelligence in marriage, which is very, very, you know, ties up to what we're saying now. And one of the quotes in your book that I just want to quickly read is that it's you say, when one is aware of how he or she feels and is in control of self, that creates a conducive environment for the couple to engage on issues in a very constructive way. I love that. That's so, so wise and so profound.
Yes. I had to include chapter 10 in my third publication on emotional intelligence.
Yes.
And there, the point that I am raising is that one, You as spouses, we are both physical and emotional beings.
Mm.
We are physical, what you can see, but we are also emotional beings. We have feelings.
Mm.
So it is important, therefore, for each one to recognize that I'm a physical being. I'm also an emotional being.
Mm.
I must therefore understand how I feel and whether the way I feel is appropriate and constructive
yeah.
in my relationship with my spouse.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Don't act anyhow. Be able to say, now the way I feel is inappropriate for me to engage with my spouse, for me to talk to my children,
yeah.
for me to act. So have intelligence, wisdom, understand when your feelings are appropriate and when your feelings are inappropriate. Secondly, you need to understand the emotional being of your spouse.
Yeah.
You must be able to read through the body language, through silence, through facial expression, that now my spouse is not happy. Mm. My spouse is happy. So that you become considerate of the unseen, which could end up being seen.
Yes.
Because the lack of emotional intelligence is in most of the time the root cause for emotional, for verbal abuse, and also for physical abuse.
Sure.
If we could be intelligent enough, both the physical and the emotional abuses could be prevented.
Yeah.
Because emotional intelligence places a huge responsibility over you. You are able to say, I'm not in the right space.
Mm.
Let's not talk about this because I have still lost myself. I'm trying to search, I'm trying to rediscover myself. If I open my mouth now on this matter, you will hear another me.
Yes.
So I've lost myself. So I'm in an assignment of rediscovering myself so that you can hear the truth as is, more than my reaction to the feeling.
Yeah.
So that's the essence of that chapter. And more often than not, we overlook that. We become temperamental. We utter words that we end up regretting about, and we end up fighting physically. We end up destroying one's self-esteem. So emotional intelligence is key in sustaining a relationship amongst couples.
No, I so agree. And, you know, in this preparation for marriage, you know, maybe someone's listening and they're in the engagement, you know, the engagement phase, or they may be looking for a spouse. What are some of the wrong reasons to get married?
First, Charlene, it is important for people to know that marriage is for achievers and not failures.
Mm.
Marriage is for achievers and not failures. If you are not an achiever, you are not yet ready for marriage.
Mm.
Marriage is not a union for failures in every aspect of their lives. Therefore, wrong reasons are, if, for an example, you are getting married in order to taste success, that's the wrong reason.
Yeah.
You must get married in order to enjoy it.
Yeah,
you must have tasted success as a single person.
Yeah.
Now you are getting married as a successful person in order to enjoy it. Number two, if you marry in order to prove a point to others, that's the wrong reason.
Mm.
Marriage is not meant for you to show others that you can get married. You are not doing it for any other people than yourself.
Yeah.
Number three, if you marry for any other reason beyond relationship, that's a wrong reason.
Yeah.
You don't marry for money. You marry for companionship. You marry for relationship.
Yes.
Other things will just come from your quality, from the quality of the relationship.
Mm.
So it becomes a wrong reason. Again, if you marry for selfish gain, I want to gain A, B, or C from getting married. So that's a wrong reason. You are not yet a good candidate for marriage. So those are, in a nutshell, some of the wrong reasons that we must be careful of when we decide to get married.
Yeah, that's so helpful and good for people to hear. So as we finish off this conversation, what are the ways that we can face challenges and differences in marriage? Because obviously you come together and you come from two different households and, you know, you face very unique challenges based on the person you marry. What are some of the tools, as we close off, what are some of the tools that we can apply that will help us?
Number one, you must learn to be very transparent to one another.
Mm.
Be an open book to each other.
Yeah.
Number two, learn to work together than work against each other.
Mm.
Work together than against each other. Number three, learn to express yourselves constructively to each other. Express yourself very constructively.
Mm.
Number four, always discuss solutions than problems.
Yeah.
Identify the problem, but talk answers to those problems. Never lose self. Never lose who you are to each other and what you are here for.
Mm.
Always make sure. Don't lose yourself. Don't lose each other and the main agenda for your own marriage. Above all, respect and always consider the fact that there is always more in store for you than the issues you might be dealing with.
Yeah.
If you approach it that way, definitely you'll be able to be in control of every difference you may have, even the mistakes you may come across. It does not take flawless people to build successful marriage.
Mm.
It takes people who are able to discover their own mistakes, work on them, and outgrow them.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. And
that's
so
the recipe for a successful marriage.
Yeah. Oh, that's really, really, really wise and so profound. And we just so appreciate you sharing with us. And thank you for writing this book, for pouring your heart out into your work. And so if you are interested in going to actually read Pastor Kaya's work, you can go onto Amazon. I will send you the link. I've got the link. If you message us on the WhatsApp line, I can send you the link to the Amazon. It's the Kindle ebook version of the book. And so thank you so much, Kaya Mapinda, for joining us today and chatting about your book, From Singleness to Marriage. Pastor Kaya is going to be with us again next week, same time, 10 past 10 on Tuesday. And we're going to talk about his first two books because there's a lot of profound writing there as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlene, and also the impact on our Tree Radio listeners. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. We'll be back in a moment chatting about marriage a little bit more.